Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are talking today about being crafted for a purpose. And we know that God has a plan and purpose for all our lives. Jeremiah 29:11 talks about, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." But a lot of times we don't know what that plan or purpose is. And I'm thankful that sometimes we think once bad things have happened in our life, either by selfish decisions other people have made or by unwise decisions we've made, and we think God can't use us, that he does do that and he still has a purpose. And got a great book that kind of talks a little bit about that. It's called Upcycle, Crafted for a Purpose by Tina Yeager. And this is a wonderful book, just actually won third place in the Christian Living Book of the Year here in the Expo, the Christian Product Expo that was in Lexington, Kentucky. Authors from all over the country. And with us today to talk about her book is Tina Yeager. Tina, thanks for being back again with us today on Hope Is Here.
I appreciate the opportunity. I'm honored to be here.
Well, obviously, it's a great book, and not only do we think so, it was recognized by your peers, so with a third-place finish out of the thousands of books that were written. So talk to us about this book. What led you to write about upcycling cast-off items?
Well, I was actually at a Christian Product Expo and talking with retailers, and I'd also been in communication with a lot of ministry leaders, because that's kind of my space that I'm in a lot of times, and people were talking about how we weren't gathering back. Even after having been allowed to come out from having been shut down during the pandemic, people were not going to church like they used to. They weren't going to Bible studies like they used to. They weren't going back to the stores like they used to. And how, Lord, I said when I was going for a walk with him, can I help bring people back together? People are broken. People are wounded. People are worn out and weary. How can I bring them back together in your name? And what the Lord showed me were images of all these wonderful upcycled pieces of junk, vintage items that I love to see when I go to the antique mall. And he said, do a book about how I can do this with people's lives. And so I wrote a book that included crafts, but it's mainly about the message before the craft. How God can take us if we're broken, shabby, worn out, and be upcycled by the hand of the Lord, the ultimate master artist, into something that is not just beautiful again, but more beautiful than ever before and more purposeful than ever before. And each chapter has a craft that you can do to really cement that idea of being upcycled as you're doing the craft. But you can also share that. Share the experience with other people by gathering together around a project, but also share it with people in need in mission projects, which I recommend certain places that I suggest you can do for each one at the end of every chapter too.
Well, I think that's just a really, really great segment about your book that makes it special about that you've got that at the end of each chapter. And, you know, by trade, your background vocationally, you have 20 years being a licensed mental health counselor, so you can definitely write from experience and helping people over the years. Who might suffer from feeling discarded or useless?
People who have been isolated often feel that way. People who have been abused, people who have been accused, people who have been put down, different types of people. Sometimes in the youth population, we're seeing a lot of woundedness and anxiety and depression, and that causes that experience as well. They isolate on their own and withdraw, so they feel like they're unwanted. In addition to wanting to withdraw, they feel like no one wants them anymore.
How can those that feel worthless, how do they find purpose and hope again?
We have to find it through God, because no one else is going to be able to adequately answer that need. And sometimes they need Jesus with skin on to show that to them. We say, go to your Bible and find it in God. But sometimes people who are in that dark place aren't able to reach out for that on their own. And the lost don't know how to find that on their own. They haven't seen the hope in that yet. So we are the ones that need to reach out and show God's love and compassion and reach past the ugly pieces of what the surface of depression and anxiety look like, often bitterness, anger, bad behaviors, sin. Reach through that and see the hurt there and minister to that.
Well, I love that you say that. I was talking to the person one time, and they told me, they said, you know, they had decided they were going to take their life that night, but they had to, they walked down to get something to eat, and they said, I just need one person to make eye contact with me and, you know, say hello and just, you know, really acknowledge my existence. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times people were just in our own worlds and don't do that. And yet one person did that and just looked at him and smiled and said, hey, how are you doing? And so it's amazing, you know, God's word obviously gives us life and his word is life, but he chooses people like you and I to do that, even just by acknowledging people with a smile and a greeting can be a game changer, can't it?
Absolutely. You never know how much it can mean for you to show someone that they are seen and that they matter.
Well, COVID, you talked about, that's kind of how this book was birthed. And man, we had to for a season be isolated and things. But now that we're out of it, I know a lot of people are still struggling with isolation and loneliness. How can we overcome that?
The key to overcoming isolation is realizing other people are isolated too and reaching out to meet their needs instead of just thinking about your own. If you're reaching out to other people to get your needs met, you'll come across as someone who is a burden to all the people around you. But if instead you're looking to meet people's needs, you will then pull outside of yourself and you will no longer see just your own loneliness. You will see purpose. And that is what brings us out of that lonely experience.
That's such good stuff. Just tuned in. We are talking with author Tina Yeager. She's got a wonderful new book called Upcycled, Crafted for a Purpose. It was actually recognized won third place out of all the Christian living books written in the past year. And so I want to encourage you to get a copy of that. We had her on yesterday talking about another wonderful book she wrote called Beautiful Warrior. It's for our ladies in the listening audience, Finding Victory Over the Lies Formed Against You. And highly would recommend that book. Let me ask you this. What harmful labels could we use that we sometimes define ourselves with?
Well, not enough is one of those labels. That's one of the things that we often see ourselves putting on ourselves. Unwanted could be a label. You know, you can come across as calling yourself all kinds of names. And it can relate to your social status, your physical appearance. Those are all harmful labels. But no matter what the label, you have to check that label, what you use to define yourself, against what God's word says about you. And that's never going to be about what's on the outside or on the things that you do. It will always be on who you are in Christ, not just who you are on your own, but who you are through his power and through the power of his salvation.
Amen to that. You know, you were talking earlier about, you know, helping others and things, and a verse never forget, I was reading Proverbs many years ago, was Proverbs 11:25 says, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And yet, you know, the world doesn't tell us that. You know, it's WIIF, what's in it for me? But as you wrote the book Upcycle, Crafted for a Purpose, and then through your 20 years of being a licensed mental health counselor, can you validate that Bible verse? Those who refresh others will fill themselves be refreshed, even though a lot of times you don't feel like doing it, right?
Exactly. You have to do the right thing before you feel like it, and then your feelings will change. You have to follow in obedience with God's will and what he says is the right thing to do when you don't feel like it, because that's what you need. It's kind of like taking that medicine that tastes bad. You have to do what isn't comfortable in order to get out of your state of discomfort.
Or, you know, the old saying, a lot of times you don't feel like working out, but once you get to the gym and you're over, you're so glad that you did. But for somebody listening today, I think they really need to hear that. Maybe even though you're struggling with depression or just being discouraged, reach out to somebody else. Because when we look around, there's always somebody has it worse than we do in an area of life. Have you found that to be true?
If it's not worse, it's just enough different that you can recognize you're not alone and you don't need to only experience that inward look. That inward look on yourself is going to keep you like a stagnant body of water, like a swamp. So if you only hold everything in on yourself, you're not becoming a stream of living water. When you're pouring out to others what you're receiving from God, then the living water flows through you and it changes you and it keeps that water alive in you as it flows through you. You have to receive and pour out to experience abundant life.
Talk to us about how can jagged edges and differences become relational art?
We all are a little jagged, whether we like to admit it or not, and sometimes we have a hard time fitting ourselves against people with different shaped jagged edges than us. But the beautiful thing is God makes a mosaic out of our lives, and that is the gospel story. That is the story of the kingdom of God throughout time and how he comes to bring his people into relationship with himself. That's why I really believe those ancient cathedrals that are covered in their walls with mosaic art that tell the stories before people could read them, people can relate to that. Oh, I'm that jagged piece. I'm broken too. And it's not just your story that tells this whole story. It's your story amid other different people's stories that complement our stories, that come together and make that whole picture. On your own, you're not the whole picture. God gives you a set of experiences, that would be your brokenness, and gifts, and that would be the light that his shines through. So you need to be in collaboration with other broken people, fitted together with the beauty and the strength of his spirit, so he can shine through all of us and make that beautiful, inspiring story through the glory of God.
Well, talking about broken people, why is gathering with believers so important?
That's what scripture tells us to do, first of all. I mean, it's obedience that we gather together, but he gives us that command for a reason. He knows that we're going to experience his love in relationship with others better. We grow better when we're together, and nobody has all the gifts. We're meant to share in collaboration with other people with different gifts. It's like an orchestra. If you only had one piece of that orchestra, one type of musical instrument playing, it would be missing a lot of things. But when you put it together with the different instruments, that's when the grand symphony rises to the heavens and it really resonates with the audience in a way that stirs their hearts. We need to work in the fellowship of believers to get our healing, to grow, but also to share the symphony of God with the world in a way that inspires them.
Well, you're a great author, written two wonderful books. We've talked about those, but you're also part of the marketing team for a new streaming series called Struck. Tell us about that.
Struck, the streaming series, is exciting. It's about the intertwined stories of Dr. John Morris, who took 13 expeditions to Mount Ararat to look for Noah's Ark. And there were a lot of supernatural experiences and miracles that were experienced during that time. And it's intertwined with the story of Noah, who was the man of God that actually built and sailed on that ark. So we're going to be doing dramatizations of those intertwined stories in the series, and there should be 8 episodes in each series. We're projecting up to 3 seasons, so it's very exciting. We have some top-notch producers, directors, screenwriters, and actors already lined up. We've had it cast. They're going to start filming more soon. They filmed some things. The trailer is out. It's on the website, and you can access that there and join the Lightning Club and get all the insider information there.
Well, that website is StruckTheSeries.com.
Yes.
StruckTheSeries.com, so I hope you'll check it out. I know I've been a big fan of The Chosen, and I know you said it's going to be maybe kind of comparable to something like that, right?
Yes, yes, that's what we're expecting. It's going to be a film-quality streaming series.
All right. Well, I hope you've been blessed by the last 2 days. Tina, if people want to find out either one of your books, what's the best way to get in contact with you and connect?
Always, everything's on my website at tinayager.com, and that's Y-E-A-G-E-R.
For author Tina Yeager, I'm Greg Horn. If you're driving, you're like, hey, I need to get that down, just go to our website. You can get all her contact information with the podcast of these two programs. Just go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Sometimes ordinary tasks can become extraordinary feats. That's why there's the Joint Chiropractic to keep you moving. What life does to your body, we undo. Chiropractic is more than a solution for your back pain. It's key to a healthy and active life. Find your relief from everyday life and beyond at the Joint Chiropractic in Tate's Creek Center. No appointments or insurance necessary. Open nights and weekends. Wellness starts here. For additional information, visit thejoint.com/15002.